Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I want to talk about Tom Brady.
Do you?
Whoa! Yes.
Hold on.
I can't wait.
What happens when you offer a harsh critique of a great player, unless you show up with 1,000 roses and a 50-layer cake?
That's delicious.
You're a hater.
A hater.
I hate.
Silencing the haters.
He didn't get the job done.
I just didn't believe what Tom Brady had to say.
He's the low.
Tom Brady is going to be a bum in short order.
Tom Brady is garbage.
Right now.
You're very good at watching movies and retaining numerical and sports facts.
Oh.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMM.
What?
What do you got?
Nothing. I'm good. Everybody's good.
What happened?
You sure?
Brian would like us to get back to me interrupting again. He apparently didn't enjoy the last hour of the show.
Okay, Brian.
Brian, you had a problem with last hour?
Last hour? Yesterday. Glenn, welcome back.
Oh, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Just stop it.
Leave Brian alone.
Why are you nice
to callers?
I called in back in the 80s.
Why are you so mean to callers?
He's just this guy.
He's 100 years old.
What
do you mean? He's just like, what are you against?
Being interrupted
he sounds
by
like Paul
eight.
Simpson. Grandpa Simpson. Can we merge the two, Ryan?
What's
go ahead,
that?
Say something, Brian. What's your point, sir?
Didn't you go to sensitivity training?
It doesn't mean I can't have an opinion. My opinion is that he sounds like Grandpa Simpson.
In 1957.
Yesterday, you guys let everybody talk, tell jokes.
Yeah.
A lot of nonsense yesterday. Glenn, you should have been in yesterday. Yeah. Those guys were beating the hell out of you yesterday.
I apologize to you and the other listeners, Brian. I apologize.
You know, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, buddy.
But
I appreciate it.
But I do have to say, Fourier had the best comment yesterday when somebody called up. He says, sir, you know, thanks for calling, but with all due respect, please don't call again.
Is it an old guy? Because he hates old people.
That's not a few of them. I'm not sure.
He hates old people.
Glenn, that would have never came out of your mouth.
Nope. Never would have said something
One
like that.
One trick is to tell them stories that don't go anywhere.
Let me tell you something.
I like Brian.
Just
Brian,
wait.
Brian, thank you.
Just wait when you show up here one day and the old people, they'll have walkers out there. They'll be protesting in front with signs, you know, down with Fourier. Doesn't like old people.
Wait, hold on. Yep. Like, that hasn't
Seniors
happened already?
Seniors unite.
Wait, you're acting like, you're acting like I'm waiting for that to happen. That's been done before.
Always pick on these old people.
Picketing for you?
Right. Oh, against me? You kidding me?
You're going to get old someday. You know that, right?
I'm already old, man. I'm getting it. Like, you have your issues with your mouth.
I got issues.
What do you
teeth.
Got?
I have my knee and my shoulder.
Oh, please.
I had to get an injection. I can't do five push-ups right
TB
now because my shoulder is so dead. I just don't want to pay $500 for an hour.
There you go.
Cash.
Well, hey, they're cheap now.
If they took credit cards, I'd do it.
But you don't mind spending $500 for crab.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Different.
TB12
I'm
doesn't.
Eating that.
TB12 doesn't take credit cards?
No, they do take credit. I said if they would take my credit card, yeah, I'd do it. Actually, no, not my credit card. My insurance card.
Oh, it's going to say, what the hell's the difference?
Yeah.
And you're ripping on this last guy for being a senior?
Yeah, I have an excuse.
$275 worth of Alaskan king crab.
Ooh.
That's not including shrimp. That's just king crab.
Ooh. Getting old right
I love how, like, we have a terrible time of following through on things.
Ooh, no,
I said, that's probably
that's
one of our biggest issues that we don't follow through on
I made some risotto the other day.
So,
okay, but we haven't done it as a team. Yeah, we haven't done it as a crew.
Save it.
Okay, you shut up, okay? It was save so much better. Like, we did whatever we wanted yesterday without somebody butting in and just screwing it. You know what? We actually had our wives send in what they thought we were good at and what we were bad at. It was a great segment. Everybody loved it.
Yeah, she added to a few things last night that I wasn't good at. Yeah, following through on stuff. I was like, Jesus. I was joking about how the things that Christian and I were good at were like stupid things. Like, he's good at breakfast. I'm good at movies.
Yeah, picking out movies for the
kids. You know, it's like...
Picking movies
nothing redeemable.
For the kids?
Meanwhile, it's like, what are we bad at? Oh, they got a long-ass list of that, though, don't they? They had everything going.
They always
like,
do.
Meaningful things.
I wonder what Sarah would say.
Be a long list, gentlemen.
Listening.
That would be number one. See, I think they've
without
been married,
interrupting.
They've been married long enough. I don't think that's an issue for her because she probably just, you
she
know, just zones out.
She knows
when, you
she
know,
married.
Doesn't, yeah, she knows who he is.
No, that's not true. We feel much better now that Jimmy Garoppolo is failing. Our relationship
oh, really?
Is
yeah, so that's a,
everybody's relationship.
That's made your love life better.
Everybody's love life is getting better
about
now
that
Jimmy Garoppolo is failing.
What about that porn star that he was?
Yes.
When you were at the altar, was the guy saying repeat after me? Like, hold on. Were you interrupting the guy during the whole thing or no?
We got to get a tape.
Were you
I was 45 minutes late.
Were you silent throughout that whole process other than saying I do?
I was 45 minutes late.
You what?
I was 45 minutes
late. For your own wedding.
For my own wedding.
Why? Like, what happened?
No, the limo.
Traffic.
So true.
Traffic. They went the wrong way. Traffic.
Exactly.
He showed up and said, oh, sorry, sir.
Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, people thought there was something wrong.
Oh, people said, oh my God,
he's not showing.
Oh, get
no
out.
Way.
He's graduate.
And he came walking in all fast walk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Little legs.
It wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
That was before cell phones, too, right?
Yeah, it was before cell phones. I paged you 5 times. I said 911, 911. There's a problem.
Similar to that. Very similar to that.
The liver broke down.
Traffic.
That's amazing. That's a story of your life.
I didn't have credentials. I couldn't get through. They didn't believe I was the groom. I had to call Jason Wolf and Pete Shepard and then Steve and Fred. I couldn't find anybody. We were really smoking cigars.
God.
That cigar smoking with Fred and Steve is really pissing you off now.
Oh, no.
I can tell. It's really pissing
we
you
will,
off.
We will.
At the shed?
You're going to regret
the shed.
It. Yeah. Listen, now, this is serious for you.
Yeah.
Okay, you recognize this face, right? You recognize this face?
No, I don't.
You know what happens when I make this face?
No, nothing.
Wait, hold on, wait.
Do I start laughing now?
No. Look seriously.
Look at the face. Look.
Serious.
You're making me laugh. I can't stop laughing.
So what's your problem?
No, you know what? This is a battle, right? You're going to lose this battle. I'm done with you guys.
You talk to Fred.
I'm
and Steve
done with you guys. No, I'll talk to Steve and Fred and whoever you want.
They'll kick your ass, both of them.
Oh, please.
Maybe old men, but they'll still beat your ass.
All I have to do for either
one
of those guys
you have no
is
shoulder and no knee.
If I run backwards, I can run away from both of them. Okay?
Please.
I can run backwards and run away from them. You see Fred running? When's the last time you saw Fred run?
You know what? I don't even see anything of Fred. Just look at his elbow.
His fingers.
And just his hands and his elbow down.
His elbow direction.
He looks like he's an alien,
it's like
doesn't
way
it?
Over
that elbow?
Here, and then the hand comes, and you're just like, good night. Look at you.
It's like he's an alien.
Yeah.
It's like he's from a different planet. That's not a human elbow.
That's why he was so good.
Arm and hand.
He's not human.
By the way, was that you last night tweeting out videos of you playing football on the Patriots?
Last night?
Was it last night or the night before?
I just retweeted something. It was about.
Retweeted a video with you.
Of course.
A touchdown.
Yes. Why not?
You gotta
live it like a really like elite, like glory
but,
days.
You know, really?
Why would I not? Why would I not retweet something like that? And I didn't.
You lack self esteem. Is there an issue?
No, I don't know about. I thrive on it.
Well, I don't understand why you would do
that. Listen, it's not about me. It's about you. Listen, don't be mad at me because you showed up late to your own wedding.
I tried to tell you that the church doesn't have a phone.
Okay, so you need to be quiet now. I'm trying to marry you.
But I'm telling you, just see the traffic.
And then the worst,
so bad.
And the worst part about it is 15 minutes into the ceremony, it started to rain. We were outdoors.
God.
It was outdoors.
That was
bad.
Good luck.
If I was there 45 minutes earlier, there would have been no rain.
It's good luck. Yeah, you screwed it up.
Why is this a week in which people feel it's a good week to beat up Tom Brady?
Every week is.
This was a good week for national people to beat up Bill Belichick, wasn't it? It's a perfect week. You don't get a lot of those weeks where you can go out and find fault with Bill Belichick. You could clearly find fault this week with Belichick. And instead, this is Shannon Sharp. And maybe it's the Warren Moon stuff. Maybe that got it going, that piece that you were talking about. But they led off their whole show today, Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. You watch that show every day, doing your research. What's it called?
Undisputed.
First Take?
Undisputed.
Yeah. They're both the same.
Whatever.
Right, so they started at 9:30 or 10:30 or whatever. And the whole first 20 minutes of the show was trying to beat the crap out of Tom Brady.
I'm going to get old Kevin Durant now. See, these fanboys, these Tom Brady fanboys in the media, they don't want that, but I'm going to give it to him.
You know what? He has no fanboys
yes,
in the media.
Yes,
he's got one defender
pull
right
that Bleacher
here.
Report.
I'm the only
pull
defender.
That Bleacher Report.
Huh?
Pull that Bleacher Report.
Well, these aren't media people for the most part. These are Hall of Famers. And
so Darren Woodson's not in the media?
Yeah. Yeah, he is, but is he in the Hall of Fame?
I bet they get it. Whoa. So now you discount one guy that's in the Hall of Fame while accepting another guy that's not in the Hall of Fame. Warren is going by what he sees and what he's and what he experienced. Right. And see, that's the thing. And see, when I'm not saying that someone that didn't play the game doesn't know the game. Mm. But unless you play the game and you start to get old in the game as a great player.
What?
Warren Moon was a great player. So he knows as you start to get old, as you start to age as a great player, look where Tom Brady is coming from. So you notice a little slippage more. If you're already in the valley, how much lower can you go?
The valley.
You're in the valley.
Skip is constantly eating.
That's what it's like.
It's like he's off camera. He's like.
It sounds like he's got a roast beef sandwich hanging out of his mouth.
Just like doesn't it? He's got a little napkin in his shirt. Yeah. You know, so the camera goes on him and he starts talking.
I don't understand it. So, and of course, Bayless is just a Brady butt boy. So he just sits there and he just loves him. He is. He just, whatever Brady does, it's okay.
But what would Shannon be then?
As a great player.
Shannon can't stand Brady. Shannon's very jealous of Brady. There are a lot of players out there that have had a bad experience with Tom Brady over the last 19 years, right?
I'd say there's a lot of Brady fanboys in the market because it's New England.
In this market, sure. Yeah,
quite frankly, I mean, he's kind of earned it, Shannon. You know, however, nationally, I think there's more people other than Skip, but most people kind of are looking for things to be critical of.
Oh, look at Tom.
Right? Like most people, I think, are looking for slippage in his game or
signs
for everything, or just not the great player. You can't come up in a big game anymore. Like just constantly talking about Tom Brady declining.
It's just, you know what? It's just a weird sport that is just. You know, every fall and every winter, we go through it, right? It's the season of how can you bash Tom Brady? How could you, predict when he's going to suck? It's and then every other week, and I guess I'm just irritated by it because you can't have an article like this every single week. You can't keep going to the well every single week. And, I'm going to have the same premise. I'm just going to ask different people this
the
time.
The signs.
But listen, he's not the MVP this year. Nobody, even here in New England, is going to put him in the top five for MVP recognition this year.
I don't know if he's getting any Pro Bowl votes. If you look at the current list right now.
He shouldn't be in the Pro Bowl this year.
Mahomes.
You can come up with other quarterbacks.
Rivers. Luck.
Yes.
I mean, you can look at those guys.
Yeah.
But usually a guy like that.
He wants to go to the Pro Bowl anyway.
But but a guy like that usually gets the, I've been there before. I got the name recognition. I'm going to get the fan vote no matter what.
Yeah, but you also saw him as an MVP last year, and you look at the comparison, and he's not the same player. Now, does it mean that he's hit the cliff? I'm not sure it has, but every single week, and you're dealing with the Shannon Sharpe doing it again, every single week we go through this stuff. I'll guarantee you that is the nationally televised game, the 4:25 game this Sunday. If he plays poorly, and especially if Roethlisberger plays a better game than Tom Brady, Cliff talk on Monday.
Yeah.
Cliff.
And, unfortunately for him, too, is, when you look at Tom Brady's career, you could argue that the last 3 years have been just as good as any three-year span ever in his career, ever, right? I mean, last year he won the MVP. The year before, if he didn't miss four games, he probably would have won the MVP then, too. And the year before that was arguably a year that was just as good. So the last 3 years, so this year, is there a fallback? Sure. I mean, you're looking at it now, like he's got 23 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. We do know of, and of course there's some balls that maybe should have been caught, but what, 3 balls off wide receivers' hands that pop up, like the Gronk one, I think there's a couple other ones. But there's a chance, depending on how this week goes, he torches Pittsburgh, and he's got Buffalo, he's got the Jets, and I don't know, if they're not first and goal at the one and hand it to Devlin, maybe he does end up with 30 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Right now his quarterback rating is 98.2. The last 3 years have been over 100. But 3 decent weeks, he's over 100 for the season.
I just don't understand.
It's just not comparable to, say, last 2 years have been off the charts.
Yeah, but I don't understand this week why they're doing it when they had a perfect opportunity with Belichick. This is the dumbest thing that Shannon said, though, about Brady.
Did he outplay Blake Bortles?
He should be 10-3. He should be 10-3. Whose fault was Sunday at Miami? Whose fault was it? You even agreed it was Bill Belichick's fault.
No. We're not. Warren Moon is not evaluating Bill Belichick. He's not evaluating. He's evaluating Tom Brady.
Tell me when it's my turn.
It's not your turn just yet. It's my turn. And what we're starting to see is that the small things that as you start to age, the mind does not process information as fast as it once did. That's what happens. Reflexes start to dissipate as you age. Oh. That is fact. That's not conjecture. If you are a fighter, Floyd Mayweather has some of the quickest reflexes ever. But what we see as we start to age, those start to dissipate.
How stupid is
that? Be you a professional athlete, or you be a normal person in day to
day. Can I get some mustard?
Guys, how stupid is this? He's basically saying that Brady's mind is slowing down now. Now, if you want,
doesn't. He does
I think just the opposite. I think that's the reason he's able to process and unload the ball and not make mistakes out there. The mind is still working. The body may not be working the same way it was a couple of years ago, but the mind is working for him.
I've got the answers to the test.
Exactly.
Well, he's right as far as your body and everything. Yeah, you're right.
But your mind? Just,
no, not your mind, not at all.
Sounds like you know.
I would say that, though, he's been able to compensate for it. And I would, because Matt, everybody's saying, he looks better than he's ever looked before. And I would say, yeah. I'd say he's a lot more careful, but he doesn't look any different to me as far as his setup, the way he diagnoses play, his play recognition, everything, the way he, how far. So if you asked him to throw the ball like at his height, as far as when he was his strongest, I think 27, 28, something like that. Say, listen, throw the ball from the goal line. What do you think he can throw? Like just 70 yards, 65 yards, something like that? What could he throw it now?
Oh, he lost five?
5 yards, maybe. Maybe a little bit of speed off his fastball. But
how many times last week were they talking about like the throws that he made last week? It's an odd timing to bring it up, especially the way he's played the last, 2 or 3 weeks, I would say. You're starting to get everybody back healthy. Gronk's back in the mix. You got your running backs are back there. And you're coming off a game that you threw for 358 yards and 3 touchdowns. There's a very good chance, again, against a team like Pittsburgh, Buffalo, the Jets. He could actually go on a tear here in these last three games.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there saying, that's another, 4,000, over 4,000 yards, 4,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 8 picks, quarterback rating over 100.
The Tom Brady fanboys in the media, they don't want that, but I will give it to him.
But I'll agree with Warren Moon in that, because I do think the one thing when you watch him this year, and it's tough because it is a lot of the weapons have been in and out for him. I do feel like he's taking sacks or he's throwing the ball away. Maybe not as much taking sacks, but throwing the ball
away. He's
doing
it on purpose, though.
Yeah, and why? Because he's tired of getting hit.
Yeah.
So he's giving up on plays, and sometimes against that Hogan thing at the end of the first half, you pay the price.
See, the thing is, I think what Shannon's trying to do is he's taking that one screw-up he had just before the half, which was a mental error.
Yes.
And suddenly thinking that he's suddenly become this old man, and there's no thought process there anymore. That the brain is no longer working. It's ridiculous. He had one screw-up. It was a brain fart. He messed up. Most of these quarterbacks you watch on a night-to-night basis, you see them do this all the time. He doesn't. So when he does it, you sit there going, what the hell did Tom Brady just do? We never see that. And it clearly was his mistake. There was no question about it.
Oh, Tom Brady, he's so humble. Oh, he's such a great guy. Oh, my God. He's just so unassuming. He could care less about it. Boo jive!
You know what I do like, though? I might take this, Ryan. I might take this from Shannon Sharp. He didn't like it when Skip, jumped into the conversation and he started yelling, stop.
Oh, that's every single day. When is it going to be my turn?
It's my turn.
Do you want to use that?
That's my new thing.
When's it going to be my turn?
It's my turn.
No, it's Jesus. When is it going to be my turn?
It's going to be my turn right now.
You want to be more emphatic.
You have no problem saying that.
It's not your turn.
That's what I'm going to do.
Tell me when it's my turn.
It's not your turn yet.
I can do that.
So I won't interrupt. I'll just say, it's my turn.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll go.
That's
with
what
that.
I'm
not your turn.
That's what I'm going to do. All right. We'll get to more of this, and we'll get into the Celtics as well. Coming up next right here on OMS.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
We're starting to see that with Tom Brady. And unfortunately, Skip Bayless, if you offer a critique that's not heaping praise or you don't show up with 1,000 roses for Tom Brady, you're labeled a hater. But Warren Moon is spot on, and I've been on this train for a long time.
And you've been wrong for a long time.
No,
you've
been right.
Wrong for a longer time, because this is going to go on and on and on for 3 more years, and you're going to have to live with it.
Come back with Damian Woody.
That's how you sound with the food in your mouth. Remember
I
that?
Feel like when you start talking, I'm just going to have a bite of my sandwich and just to make sure everybody knows that I'm still around. I was like, what I'm doing right now.
See, the difference is, Shannon, because I watch the show sometimes on TV just to do a little research. You want to check what the Sacramento Bee's doing, you got to check it out. And he's not really eating. He just has a mush mouth. You just can't get the words out.
No,
they like their cases of like Diet Mountain Dew on that show. Sometimes Shannon shows up a little Hennessy, but no food.
No, his thing is that he can't. He's a little like you in a way where you can't help not being part of a conversation, even though it's not your turn to talk. So in order to kind of, you know, get into the mix and be part of the conversation,
even it's though my it's not your turn. It's my turn.
You have to somehow go.
That's how you get in.
Yeah, that's how you. That's how you still stay relevant. I guess. Whatever.
No, I just think that's reacting to something. So if you say something that's brilliant, I want to sit there and say,
No, I don't need any comments from you.
Well, that's right. You never say anything brilliant. So no, it really doesn't apply to you. If Lou says something brilliant, Lou says something brilliant, and I say,
Do you notice how quickly you get angry?
I agree with him.
How quickly do you get angry?
Quick.
He's just so sensitive. You should have seen this guy on the conference call. Since Lou,
I missed the conference call. Was that a big meeting?
A very important luncheon with Hannon and Joey and some guy from Philly.
Sports talk radio show during the Red Sox game.
So sure enough, you know, he was gone. You had the base. I've never heard him talk. Not only did he have a good cell line, it was clear as a bell. Like, he wouldn't shut up. Normally, he doesn't say anything.
He missed a day.
That's all it took for him to miss one day. To overcommit, overcontribute.
You know, if you get like 3 or 4 hours less sleep, you know, the next day you're kind of tired, you got to find a way to get it back.
Yeah.
That's like him when he gets like four hours, he wasn't able to talk. Mm-hmm. He was getting work in his mouth.
Yeah. Team player.
Right?
Team player.
So he probably couldn't talk even after that, so much work. All just came flowing out today.
Although I bet you have that dentist that talks to you while your mouth is open and while they're drilling you. Like, why do dentists feel like it's appropriate or it's possible for them to have a conversation with a patient while their mouth is open? Does that happen to you?
Yeah.
Like, I can't talk to you. Ask me all these questions. I can't.
It should be yes or no.
Not.
It's like, yes. So what? You got anything planned for Thanksgiving weekend? You're like, really?
You want me to get
right
into this?
Right now, really?
I got gauze and you have a drill in my mouth.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to talk to you right now? That's his dentist.
See, I'd be afraid if I moved and started talking to him, move my tongue or whatever, that drill would be close and I'd get, you know, drilled right through my tongue.
That'd be a shame.
Shut up.
5 hours.
Shut up.
5 hours.
Boy, I will appreciate it when you go do the Tim Neverett thing. You're going to miss him. I'm going to really miss him.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's going to be the F-off show.
Really miss
F and O.
Hey, talking about broadcast and how everybody, you know, the Red Sox like the broadcast to be a certain way, and everybody likes it a certain way. What do you think the Celtics broadcast is going to be like here going forward? Because for the last few games, Robert Williams has got an opportunity to play. By the way, he's been fun to watch.
Yeah. Sure is.
You know, he can block some shots, seems to have an idea of what the hell he's doing out there. Right, he's got a role, and he's kind of interesting and fun to watch.
It was more of a self-upset.
But every one of them. You know, even Mike Gorman threw it out there, the Time Lord. And then, and Scal, the
Scal
Time Lord.
It.
And A. Sherrod, the Time Lord.
You gotta explain how he got his nickname.
Well, it's a stupid nickname. And it's a nickname because he did something wrong. He was late for meetings and late for practice.
Late for a lot of things.
Late for all these things.
He was late for his next day. Remember he got drafted the next morning?
Yes.
Conference call. They didn't have one.
Yeah.
So they slept through it.
This was after he got drafted, though. Like, right after he got drafted.
The day after he got drafted, and then he had to fly out to Summer League, and he missed his flight.
So they've given him the nickname Time Lord, and all the green teamers are doing it right now. They all think it's cute. It's all funny. And they were trying to get Gorman for the last couple games, and finally Scal pushed him over the edge last night. And Mike Gorman came out and called him Time Lord.
Oh, now what?
My God.
So Danny Ainge goes and does his morning gig over with Tutcher and Rich down the street here. And apparently they asked Danny Ainge about it. Danny Ainge does not like this nickname.
Lenny.
Asked about it, he said, no, I don't. That's a bad name. We can do better. You tell me, which one of the green teamers, will it be Abby? Will it be Scal? Will it be Sherrod? Will it be Kyle? Which one of them, it won't be Gorman, will still use the moniker Time Lord?
You know the answer to this. None of them.
None of
As a matter of fact, if somebody like tweets about it, they will
scrub
scorn
it.
Them, and they will say Danny doesn't appreciate this.
Now was he joking, serious, or was he seriously joking?
What?
Yeah, I saw you. You had to think about that for a second, right?
What?
You had to think about that. You know, it's like, you know,
the more
joking.
You hang around, the more you believe.
You write that.
You can't
make no sense.
It makes total sense. Joking, no, not joking. You ever heard that before? Hashtag joking,
either
not
way,
joking.
Either way.
It's
not
away with.
It's not a good nickname for the kid.
The kid
has played well in the last couple games that we've seen him. He's had a role out there. He has a couple blocks the other night in Anthony Davis. You don't want the kid going forward to have a nickname that designates bad deeds.
Yes.
You don't want that.
Yes.
So the Celtics are going to stop it right now in its path.
On their broadcast.
The green teamers will not do it.
As far as talk radio
no
goes.
No balls. Green Teamers, no balls.
He will forever be known as Time Lord.
I love it. I think it's great. I mean, until he does something different to get a new nickname.
But it's no big deal. It's just a nickname. People lose their minds over Average Al nicknames.
Well, see, that one people have a hard time accepting. Lord. Time Lord is a little bit more playful. Right,
how? It makes the kid look like a dope.
That's fine.
It makes the kid look like a dope. You know, we used to have a guy. His name was Space Ghost.
Yeah, Space Ghost.
Yeah, because he was just
what does
a
that
cartoon?
Mean, Space Ghost.
Yeah, the old cartoon Space Ghost. Coast to coast. Yeah, but it was more about because he was so dizzy.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, it's just like somebody please tell Space Ghost what time the bus leaves.
What did they call you, Octopus, or what was your nickname?
Rock.
No, Rock, no, the other one. The other one.
Rock.
No, the other one.
Igor. What are you talking about?
Rhino.
What do you mean? They're all tough, badass
rhino.
Nicknames.
Same thing.
A freaking rhino. You don't want to mess with a rhino? Oh,
the big old rhino is like
kill you.
Just outrun it.
A rhino. You're telling me what a bigger badass than a rhino? What are you, a hippo?
Yeah.
Ooh, a hippo and a bear, grizzly bear, get in the fight.
Depends
who would
win?
So are we impressed with what the Celtics have done? They have an easy schedule. They're winning these games. They've won 7 in a row now. Are we impressed? The one thing I think I might have got wrong on this one, I thought this was a period in which they could catch up to Toronto because Toronto's schedule is so difficult. They're on the midst of a West Coast road trip now. But they're playing games out west or on the road.
That was a big one last night.
Without Kawhi Leonard. And last night, they go into Golden State, and they blew the doors off the Warriors. I mean, they led early on in that game. They led by 20 through most of the game. They won it by 20.
Yeah, but, you know, I agree. That was an impressive win last night. But, you know, they've won 7 straight. A lot of it, you can look at the schedule. You know, Washington obviously is having a down year, but it's still Washington. You knew they'd bring their best against the Celtics last night.
Yes.
You knew that was just going to happen, so that's a big win. I guess, you know, they took New Orleans down a couple times. That was impressive, I think, the other night with all those guys that were down. But it's been like Chicago, Cleveland, Atlanta, you know, Minnesota without Jimmy Butler. But, no, they look a lot better. There's no question about it. But this goes to the point of at the 20 games, we're talking about home court. There's plenty of time to catch them. And they will catch them.
Yes.
And they will get the number one seed. They're 3 games behind Toronto. You know, as far in the loss column, you know, and it's just a matter of time before they got right, and we all knew that. So it's hard to sit there and say, you know, to love what they're doing because we all just expected this, and even with injuries, we expect them to win a lot of games because of their depth, which is what they're doing.
But the big issue is just how dominant Toronto is.
I think that's the story here, guys. Yeah. I really do. I think I agree. We all said the Celtics could go on and win 15 in a row here. They're going to get it together, and even though they've got important pieces that have been missing the last couple games, that's what you expected the Celtics to do. They've got great depth. They should win. Matter of fact, other players that don't get an opportunity to go and star, like Marcus Morris, have got an opportunity to put a lot of points up on the board in the last couple games, and he has. That's what we expected them to do. The one thing that would concern me, I think you have to get home court advantage against Toronto.
About 3 games.
Yeah, Toronto's real good. And Toronto may be as deep, if not deeper, than Boston.
Good. Well, so Kevin Durant, obviously, they asked Kevin Durant about the Toronto Raptors, and it's interesting that they basically were asking, is this team arrived? Are they up and coming? And to his credit, he gave an honest answer.
I mean, they're not an up and coming team. They're here.
Yeah, so, I mean.
They're here.
And
they beat them twice,
by
the way, this year. Twice.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Golden State.
They're just rolling. And maybe
no
look
Kawhi
at, maybe,
Leonard last night.
Maybe you look at Golden State
they're
and
7-1
you say,
without him.
Yes.
Are they just. I don't know. Golden State they're having a weird season. Like, they still have the reputation.
They're still good, though.
No, I know. They still have the reputation.
And
they're still good.
They went for a while without Steph Curry. He took a trip to the moon, apparently, and he missed a few games.
He said he was kidding. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Right. No, but it'll be interesting to see how Toronto finishes and plays, especially in the postseason, without LeBron James playing for Cleveland. They don't have to worry about them. There's a whole that was a mental hurdle that they couldn't overcome. They couldn't get past it. Even though you had the best record in the East, they came in and they swept you in 4 games. Your coach of the year got fired. You brought in a new coach. You brought in Kawhi Leonard, so you should be better.
Yeah, but they're winning. As Lou just said, they're 7-1, and I think all of those or most of those were road games because he plays home games, doesn't seem to play on the road. They're winning without Kawhi Leonard. They're dominating. You know what their average in those 7 wins were against an opponent? They're averaging 19-point wins in games without Kawhi Leonard. That's incredible when you think about it. See, I think they're much better than what people thought. And Kyle Lowry has had a couple of bad games. He just shot poorly, but he had a big game last night. Danny Green is having a great year. I mean,
but everybody knew they were the team. And maybe it
took a while. Everybody thought Boston was the team.
Well, no, the team to compete with Boston for this conference.
Oh, no, at the beginning of the season.
I don't think Milwaukee was, or Philadelphia.
People talked about Philly,
I think. Yeah, well, they were wrong. I'm just saying. Like,
we talked about
Kawhi Leonard, what he does for that team. You know, I just thought last night's game to me, the end of that game, those two shots that Kyrie hit were just like off the charts.
Unbelievable.
And it just kind of goes, like, I always kind of like, I know last year, you know, my man Al, who was great in the postseason, but it was like he dragged them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I'm proud of you.
And this thought but it was him, right? And without Kyrie, like let's just say last year without Al Horford and Kyrie was healthy, Kyrie would have dragged their ass to the finals. Like, he is off the charts. He is the guy that can hit those types of shots last year. He's a championship player. Those two shots last night were ridiculous.
Well, the first one even more so than the second one.
The first one was in
no space,
kind of just was no turnaround or whatever it was. No space at all.
No.
The second one, I mean, I love when people say 31 feet.
12 feet off the top, something like that.
How do we measure 31 feet? Are you sure it wasn't 32?
It might have been
30.
It might have been 35.
People just said 31 feet out. I'm like, 31 feet, that's pretty exact. Did we mark it afterwards? Did we go out there afterwards?
Yeah, you kind of put a little X right there.
But he threw that ball up. I'm like, what is he? You know, boom, swish. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus. Off the charts. And, of course, Marcus Smart as well last night.
Oh, Marcus Smart right now is
everything.
Putting him in the starting lineup and inserting him in key parts of the game. The 50, they call it 50-50 balls. The 50-50 stuff is unbelievable. He's winning them.
That's a new deal.
He's winning them like 90-10 or something like that. It's unbelievable.
He's the king of the loose ball.
It's unbelievable.
I think he had, two offensive rebounds, but both in that overtime, right?
I mean,
huge, and back-to-backs.
Yep.
He put one back up, and I think kicked it out for Rozier for a three, I believe, in the other.
Yeah, but the one thing I noticed in watching Toronto now, and caught a little bit of that last night, is they're much better than I thought.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about without Kawhi Leonard now. Mm-hmm. So you add a top five player into the lineup, unless they're totally dysfunctional, and you add him into the lineup in the postseason with what they're doing right now, they're scary. So it's not going to be a walk.
Nope,
for this.
They got time.
They got time to get him. All right, 617-779-7937. We get back to the phone calls coming up next.
Now was he joking serious, or was he seriously joking?
What?
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Brandon, that's been kind of, it's been lingering in this room, in the DB room, especially for me. Trying to get my run back, you know. But it's a little different this year. I'm gonna be playing deep. I'm gonna just make sure that them deep shots that Gronk got on us last year, on me last year, you're not gonna get it this year.
What are we talking about? You're going in. Why do you open your mouth this week? Why do you say anything?
Sean Davis.
Sean Davis,
safety for the Steelers. Yeah. Talking about, because Gronk
free safety for the Steelers
tears them up. Tore them up last year.
Okay.
I mean, he had 168 yards receiving. Are you freaking kidding me now?
I hate to say it.
And he always abuses.
Go look at tight ends all year long against the Pittsburgh Steelers secondary. Go look at tight ends last year, the year before, and the year before that. So Gronk responded today.
Your experience against Sean Davis, what stands out to you?
He's a good player. Definitely plays hard. That doesn't, you know, always consistent, always going hard. And guys like that, you got to always be on top of your game because they're playing hard every single play, and it's always challenging.
That's boring, Gronk. It's just boring.
That's healthy Gronk. It's not as nearly as awkward as the last couple weeks have been
in
his press conferences.
Yeah, but you would expect him to have a big game because he looked so much better last week. We all commented on that.
Yep.
And then on top of that, you've got Pittsburgh. And this is a real problem for them. This is an Achilles heel for them. They have difficulty stopping tight ends.
Yes, and I don't want to get all 22. But
go ahead, Matt.
Come on, Chatham. I'm not going to do it. We'll kiss it. We'll just keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Matt Chatham.
Just sort of touch it a little bit.
So there's no way. If the Steelers actually believe they have a chance to beat the Patriots, they can't cover Rob Gronkowski like the Miami Dolphins covered Rob Gronkowski. That's not the way to do it. They play a lot of man. They like to blitz a lot. They get a ton of sacks. But why would you do that? You can't attack it that way. You need to look at his worst games when he was healthy earlier on when teams double-teamed him. Go ahead and do that. Because if you try to think that your free safety or your linebacker can cover him, it's just dumb.
See, my feeling in the
Patriots...
It's
just a slow death.
So my feeling in the Patriots game, and tell me if you agree or disagree on this one, I feel better about the Pittsburgh Steelers screwing up in this game than I do about New England going in and winning a road game. That Pittsburgh, to me, has shown over the last 3 weeks that they're flawed. They're dysfunctional. They have issues. Coaching is not going to get them out of it because they make the same mistakes week after week after week. They're not fixing it. With New England, the problem I have is, how can you feel good about New England on the road, even though there's a great history in the past of them going into Pittsburgh and winning?
The only reason why I feel better about New England on the road is because of what I saw from them offensively in Miami. And I think that, you know, we can talk about Brady's brain fart at the end of the first half and a couple times in the red zone. You know, they were, 3 for 6 in the red zone. One of those was Brady, you know, just taking that sack. But 33 points on the road. You know, full complement of all their weapons that they have. You look at the other games they had offensively on the road, they looked nothing like they did in Miami. Nothing at all. Tennessee was awful. You know, you can go up and down. Jacksonville, Detroit, even when they went out in Chicago, it was a kick return touchdown by Patterson, and they blocked a punt for a touchdown. That game there in Miami, offensively, they looked a lot better, and okay. I think they continue that in Pittsburgh and still put up a lot of points.
Okay, so what you're doing is you're making me feel better about going with the over M&M investments.
All right, 52.
Okay, but how do you stop Juju Smith-Schuster? How do you stop Antonio Brown? How do you stop Ben Roethlisberger passing?
No, I agree, and that's where it comes down to Stephon Gilmore. Gilmore has got to go out and do what he did to Diggs. Now, I think it might be a little more difficult for him on whether he gets Juju or whether he gets Antonio Brown. But if he's able to go out there and contain one of those guys, and I mean contain, not just shut down, then it'd be a lot easier to deal with the other guys because now you're talking about the same approach you had with Diggs and Thielen. You know, if Gilmore can slow down one of them and you've got a one-on-one coverage with protection over the top at all times on the other one, then you can limit them.
See, I always thought that...
Granted, they couldn't cover Kenny Stills.
Miami team was more dangerous to me than the Steelers, just because I knew Miami wasn't going to – they're not stupid. They're not historically – at least, you know, this year, the Steelers are dumb. The Steelers are careless. They're reckless. Like, for every great opportunity they have or great play they have, like, 10 to match it.
They're front runners too, Christian.
And I would say, like, yeah. And they're just so – so, I don't know, like, if you're Mike Tomlin, I mean, of course, like, this is the record. This is the way teams have a – 9-7 record, an 8-8 record. They're very talented. I was on a lot of them with Seattle. We're a really talented team, but we were just dumb. And so we would lose to teams that we were more talented than, either because the coach made better decisions or we made more stupid mistakes than them. Just, I'm not talking about groundbreaking stuff, but stuff like Brady did, like stuff that's uncharacteristic of him but is more of a pattern for the Steelers. So with that, you sit there and go, all right, everything's got to work out right. Maybe this is the game where nobody makes – I doubt it. But maybe this is the week where, you know what, we don't have a bunch of penalties. You know, Ben doesn't turn the ball over. You know, our special teams don't give up like a bunch of big plays and give us crappy position. Our team doesn't – we don't do stupid things. That could happen.
Well, they're on desperation mode right now. Pittsburgh Steelers have to win this game. If you look up the rest of the season, look up the schedule right now and the standings – they lose this game, they're not going to make the playoffs. Or if they do, maybe because somebody else screws up, uncharacteristically loses games that they should win, they end up as your sixth team, your wild card team in the sixth seed. To me, this is a much bigger game for Pittsburgh. So with that incentive, should we feel better about Pittsburgh winning this game?
See, I would say, like, so if they're desperate, right?
And more than New England,
no,
right?
I agree with you.
And
okay?
Usually,
so they're desperate, right? Okay, and we already know that they're careless. There's a lot of, you know, I'll do things my way mentality with them, and their coach lets them do it.
Like, or it's, to shoot a hostage.
Okay, so
shoot a hostage.
Do they play like desperate and smart, or do they play desperate and careless. Like, you know, I this is my last chance. Like Ben Roethlisberger, is he going to sit there and say, I have to make every single play. I'm going to have to really be sharp, and I'm going to have to take some chances now. Are they reckless chances, or are they, educated?
Well, they may have to rely on Stephen Ridley to be their running back, who has he's got a problem with the New England Patriots.
He doesn't like the Patriots
at
all.
He is pissed at the Patriots because the Patriots stiffed him after he went out with the ACL. They stiffed him, and he apparently has got a little bit more motivation. He may be the guy in this game on Sunday.
He may be the guy. I don't know how you look at this. I mean, the run defense from the New England Patriots, that should concern you.
Yes.
And I don't even like Brandon Bolden. You know, he broke one for 54 yards, 56 yards, whatever. Really, Frank Gore's the one that should have worried you more than anything. I mean, how old is Frank Gore?
62.
Okay. 72.
What do you have, 10, 12 carries for 92 yards?
Who's counting? He ran at will against them. Let's put it that way. And if James Conner were in the lineup, and it does not look like he's going to play.
If he does, he's not
100%. Ridley, can he do it? I don't know. I have no idea. Other than I would be, again, concerned about the Patriots' run defense.
Sure.
Especially on the road. And they're pretty good at home, aren't they? On the road, they suck.
Yeah, but so there's two things against them. They can't run it on the road, and they play like crap on the road. It's weird. Like, why can't they figure it out? Like, to me, that's something that at some point in time, the bleeding needs to be stopped. So you go on the road with a team that's desperate, that really should have the advantages as far as emotionally they should have the advantage, and they're playing at home. Their fans know they're playing at home. Yet I just don't have – I mean, if I have no faith that, like, everything's going to line up for them.
How'd you feel?
Like, they'll go on runs because they're good. They'll go on runs, and they'll put on some points. But I think if you're the Patriots, just be patient. Like, they're going to throw one your way. They're going to make a mistake. They're going to do something stupid. So as long as Brady is the same careful – football player that he's been this year, you'll be in the game to the end.
How would you evaluate their offense last week?
Who's? Patriots?
Patriots.
Pretty good.
First half, awesome.
Yeah, elite. Not great in the second half. Did not score a touchdown.
Not elite, but I'd say it was very good. You know, because I mean, maybe, you know, you could sit there and talk about Brady's game and you know, can you take out the end of that first half and just a brain fart and just look at his overall game or the way they've moved that football or the things that they did offensively? Say it's the best they've looked on the road.
Yeah, but again, they didn't score a touchdown in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have liked to have seen them close that game out. But in the first half, Brady looked sharp. They all looked sharp. They finally get the ball to Gronk. They finally get the ball with regularity to Edelman. Yeah, well, maybe that was it. You think it might have been an injury situation.
All I'm saying is he was 16 for 20 before the knee brace tug.
Yeah, but getting back to your point about road teams, look at the history of the Patriots. They don't usually go far when they don't win games on the road, and I think that's standard to the league. Good teams win on the road. And this team, right now, they're okay, but they can't win on the road. So unless you're playing all of the games in the postseason at your home site, which it doesn't look like it's going to happen right now, you got to be concerned about it.
You can go 4-4 right here this week in Pittsburgh. In the last game on the road, you can have an impressive W down there in Pitt, which I expect them to have.
This is, I think, my favorite quote from Mike Tomlin. And we've had a lot of them this week.
Oh, I love it.
They're, you know, talking about Gronk and how well he's played.
Can
and
you
how
do
he
it
just
like
kills
Tomlin?
Him. Let me try. So they asked him, they asked Mike Tomlin the other day if any coverage works against Gronk. Yeah, he said, but we haven't been a part of it yet. It's the best I can do.
Ben, obviously we got him evaluated when we got back. He has a rib or several rib contusions.
The point is that, yes, they have coverages
that
work for him.
That's not better than shooting a hostage, though. That's not better.
They have coverages for him, but they haven't been able to figure it out, and it's never worked for them.
Or to shoot a hostage.
And I tell you what.
Do what Miami did last week. Playing a lot of zone, just letting him run off the line finding space because he can still catch it. He can still know where to go. You know, and then what I think Hannibal had it. The 6 of the 8 catches were in a zone, and the other 2 catches came one-on-one versus a linebacker. So Adam Gase could talk all he wanted about. He's still a weapon. He's still going to be tough to stop. They sure as hell didn't go into a game plan trying to do that with Rob Gronkowski. It's almost like they sat there and said, well, he's not the same guy. Let's let him kind of roam free. And he burned him. So Pittsburgh, you're going to sit there back in the zone and let him find some spots, then he's going to be an effective weapon for the Patriots.
All right. It's a must game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, not a must game for the Patriots, except if the Patriots lose this game in Pittsburgh on Sunday, I'll guarantee you, you're not going to feel good about their chances going forward. We're going to get into it coming up in the final hour at 617-779-7937.